Good morning, brothers and sisters. It is a joy to come together this morning to meet as God's children. We always thank God for keeping us safe in times like this, when most of our people around the world have just perished and are perishing every day. Old and young, we are very glad to be coming as his children to Wildenhall Free Church. I know the pastor was so patient to wait for people who delayed a bit, including myself. Because you know, if you have children, you have to prepare them and do all these things. However, we are here. We know our service takes only 1 hour, and therefore we need to honor the service. 1 hour per week in the service on Sunday is not much. It is just one of those services which are the shortest. Therefore, we are happy to see you both here. I know yesterday there was this thing, and you looking tired, but you were able to come today. Where it was read in verse 13 in Mark chapter 25, in Matthew chapter 25, it reads, "Be alert, for you don't know either the hour or the day when the Lord will be coming. Therefore, be alert." To be alert, it needs patience as well, because you don't know what is coming. It needs patience. In times like this, when we were seeing this COVID ruling the world, we didn't know who was next. But up to now, even yesterday, I heard that some of the people I know are gone. They're gone this week. So we wait patiently. We are alert. You listen, what's next? So we don't know what is coming. Therefore, Jesus Christ said, "Be alert." In so doing, he gave this short story of the 10 virgins who were people who were to wait for their bridegroom. They were told in advance what to do: fill up your lamps with oil. As the story tells, it goes like this, that one day it was said that here is the bridegroom coming, be ready to meet him. And the girls started to panic. Some had no oil. They started to beg for oil from other people who said, we've got enough only for us. You rather go to buy from the shops. It was too late because the bridegroom was just around the corner. It happens with life. If we relax, we don't know what's going to happen, waiting to see the Lord coming. He comes to you in various ways. One day, you find yourself coughing, 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 and the people will tell us that, oh, he is gone, meaning that you are dead. That if you were not alert, you are gone and prepared. But if you are alert, especially to us Christians, I think the message is clear and loud, that we need to wait patiently, we need to be ready every day. We know what can happen any minute, therefore that's why we need to cleanse ourselves every minute and then. David had this to say in chapter 40, verse 1, that is Psalm. I waited on the Lord. I waited for the Lord. But one day, he inclined to me and came to me and answered my prayer. I think there are so many people who are waiting for the Lord to answer their prayers, but most of the people are not patient. They want it to happen here and then. But God takes his time to answer you. God takes his time to reward you. Or God takes his time to return to you. Most of the people will say, oh no, he's so late to come. So they start doing other things. They start to relax. They start to forget about the mission of our fellowships. They start to forget about what we should do. They pay their attention to the most of the things which are coming around. Few months ago, I told the story of when Elijah was to wait for God. God was going to pass by. While he was waiting, came a whirlwind with all that noise. Whirlwind came and passed. The Bible says that God was not in it. And later on came earthquakes. There was shaking and all these things. And Elijah waited. And God was not in it. But later on came a still small voice. That was God himself. All these noises, all these shakings, all these things, which he looked like is the power of God. God was not in them. But Elijah waited for a still small voice where God himself was in it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we Christians, we are waiting patiently for the coming of God. Jesus Christ was not making a joke when he spoke about the 10 virgins who were waiting for the bridegroom to come. He said the kingdom of God is like this. He was, in various ways, in all the parables where we've heard these messages, you hear Jesus Christ say, the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like this. Trying to explain in a simple form to people to understand how the kingdom of God is like. He said, it is like this. Then the story of the 10 virgins is told them when they were supposed to wait for the coming bridegroom. And they were relaxing. They were doing their things. They are doing their businesses of the day. And they forgot to wait for the bridegroom who was supposed to come. They didn't know the time, but the time was there when the bridegroom had made for his return to them. So when he came, they were found without oil. They were found not waiting. They were found being taken by the circumstances of the situations of the day. Where are we today, brothers and sisters? Are we waiting or we are taken by circumstances which are taking place these days? You find there is a nice thing taking place there. There was a nice thing taking place there yesterday when we were in this gathering. It was like a party. And there were some who were invited there. When they were there, they said, we are running to a theater. We have to go to a theater. So they left, they went to a theater somewhere. And later on they came, they said, oh, the theater is over. They came for the cake. So if many things are really feeding your life, you will find that it will be hard for you to wait, especially for the Lord. You can wait for the Lord in this way. When I started to be a Christian, when the pastor was preaching, it was as if the Lord was to return tomorrow. The message was too powerful. It was as if God was going to come to take people as soon as possible. But now I'm very old. That was about 60 years ago when I started to follow the Lord. I still remember that sermon clearly when the pastor was really pounding on the podium here, a spirit-filled, saying that God is coming now. God is coming today. I didn't take any chance but to repent. But so far, God hasn't returned yet to take us to heaven. But the Bible says he is coming. But Peter says that one day to God is like 1,000 days. So it's hard to determine time at this particular time when you talk about the times of God, when you talk about the timing of his coming. Is he talking about 1,000 years or 1 day? He's talking about the days which we don't know how many days they are. Because it is really in Greek, like you speak in Greek to me when you say, let's wait for 1,000 years for him to come. While somebody is preaching and saying, he might come today. And indeed, it might be today, as I said before, that while you're sleeping, people can say, he just slept and he never rose up. He's dead. He had this, he had asthma, he had this, so he's gone. Your time is up. Therefore, we need to wait according to the Bible. We need to stand rightfully. We need to be perfect like a Job. We are going to hear the story, the book of Job. It is about one of the perfect men who was known to be during those years in the history of humankind. He was declared perfect, meaning that he was perfect. Therefore, it means that we need to wait for the things to come, circumstances. He suffered when he was sick, when his wife was mocking him, but he stood still. That's why he was declared perfect. When the children didn't listen to him, and when they made these parties, and when they got drunk, and when they did all these merciful things, Job stood perfectly and patiently, and gave offerings for their sins, for the children's sins. He offered every time, God forgive them. That was his prayer. That was Job, a rightful man, a perfect person. We are trying to fight for perfection too, as Christians. That's why we are here today. I, myself, with Pastor John, we're discussing that when we come to church, it's like taking our cars to service. It's like taking our cars to a garage to be checked for service. So we come to church. If all of us were patient, were perfect, we wouldn't be bothering by coming here today. But we come today to be renewed. We come today to be corrected. We come today to be encouraged to worship our God. The most important thing is to wait to be in good standing with God, to have peace with our God, so that when he comes, we are ready. Let him come, either by death or anything, the way he comes to us. But are we ready? Jesus said, be alert, for you don't know the hour. You don't know the day when your Lord will come. David said, I've been waiting for the Lord patiently, and the Lord inclined to me and answered my prayer. Are you waiting? How much are you waiting? Are you doing all the obligations of the Christians which we are supposed to do daily so that we are considered perfect, like Job? Are we really in a good standing form in such that if God comes today, you are one of them who are going first? Listen, we are waiting for the day which is today, like the day which is called the day of rapture, when Christians will be stolen from the earth. The day is not known. It might be today. I come to speak again like my pastor 60 years ago, who said, he's coming today. So, but in Hebrews, it says, when it is said today, therefore you need to get ready. You need to wash your hearts clean. You need to be ready to go to hell while it is still cold today. Therefore, I say today, let us wait for the Lord. Today, let us be alert. God is coming, but the hour is not known. That's why we're coming to church. That's why we remind each other every day, either online, either on phones, to encourage each other and to invite each other. Let's come to church because we want to wait for the for our Lord patiently. The 10 virgins, they were known to be clever, but 5 of them missed it. And now here we are almost 20 or so. Does it mean that maybe 10 will get it and 10 will miss it? If 10 will get it, are you one of them? If 10 will miss it, are you one of those who will be panicking to say, ah, can I hear more? Is this the Lord who is coming? Or what? Let's not panic. Let's be in peace with our God. Let's wait patiently. Let us be alert. God is coming. Beloved Father, we come to you this day. We thank you for your patience to us. Even if we are sinners, we err every day before you. But God, you are there to forgive us. Even on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Father, there might be many people who don't know what they are doing, because the devil is so cunning and the devil is so active and such. He is taking most of the people to hell. Father, we come to you today with a word of waiting. Help us to wait patiently. Help us to be truthful in our life. Help us to stand upright. Help us to fight for perfection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kelly. Yes.